let's see. Would you call him a colored person?
Yes, I'm going to like to say he's colored.
Okay. And, all right. Well, now, you and I both know that there are some words that some people might use to refer to members of your race that you would not like, that are not complimentary. Do you mind telling me what you would not like to be called?
Look at that nigga.
All right. And some, a lot of people I interview don't want to say that, you know.
Well, something I never did use, and I've never before. Look at that old crack. I never did that. That white gentleman. Something like that.
Right. Okay. Now, how do you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white?
Well, if I had to tell you something, Mr. So-and-so, I know the name, but didn't say, mister.
Well, now you said that you were a colored person. So what am I? What am I?
You're a white person.
Okay. And, suppose, now, this isn't going to get out to anybody. You don't have to worry about it. It's going to be kept confidential. And you don't have to worry about insulting me. But suppose you were angry with a white person, you see, and wanted to call the white person something insulting. What could you say? For instance, you said you wouldn't want to be called nigger. Well, what could you say? What word could you think of that might offend a white man the same way that the word nigger might offend you?
Well, you were mad with him, and when he said something right, you called him a cracker. I don't figure he would like it.
Okay.
Just like I don't figure I'd like it, but I don't call him a nigga.
You know, it's funny.
Because I know I was a nigga.
Funny.
You got to understand.
It's funny that I never heard the term cracker until I came down here in Georgia. I haven't. See, I'm originally from West Virginia. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
He got wasn't mad about it. Brought it up.
Say again?
He got brought it up.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really what?
Tired.
Or any other terms you might use besides tired to mean the same thing?
Well, I worked hard today. I don't feel like doing anything. So.
The nurse, if a doctor at a high school sent a girl home early, if a doctor sent her home early, it would be because the girl what at school?
That she was going to school.
Yeah, and the doctor examined her and discussed.
Sent her home.
Yeah. What would be the reason?
She'd be pregnant.
No. Let's say that she's not. Let's just say that she vomits or something. Let's say a boy or a girl, either one, and they're sent home from school early by the doctor.
She was.
What would be the cause of it?
He'd be.
All right. What would happen if a little boy smoked three cigars, one right after another, and he had never smoked a cigar before in his life or never smoked any, what would happen?
He'd be drunk.
All right. Or he might, what? Some word using sick.
He might be sick, vomit.
All right.
He's sick.
Okay. Would he get sick or take sick or what?
He'd take sick from smoking that cigar.
Okay.
Or chewing tobacco.
Okay. Now, if a person has a sick feeling down here,